Good morning, we're continuing Chayadim, Klamen Beis, Simen Beis. Now, Chayadim says, I'm skipping the parentheses, you must have mehen tavshel, if you make a cooked cereal out of this, something of that sort, so you would take wheat flour, and soy flour, and rice flour, and you cook it together, and you make a porridge. So, im yesh boi kezayis v'dechiles pras, if there's a kezayis worth of wheat flour, dechilis pras, mavark bereimen mazonos v'alamichya. So you make a bread, you make a mazonos beforehand, and alamichya afterwards. And again, according to Mishnah Berurah points out that this is talking about that he ate actually a pras worth, so he's consumed definitely a kezayis of the wheat flours. Therefore, the bracha is going to be mazonos alamichya afterwards. We make a kezayis dechilis pras. Okay, so if you don't have a kezayis b'dechilis pras, so again, because of the chashivas of the wheat flour, it's not bottle, and the bracha will be, and you can taste it still, therefore you're going to make a mezonos. But afterwards, he did not eat a kezayis of the wheat flour in the pras, in the time frame called achila. But he ate other foods, so the bracha achrona will be based on other foods, and it'll be a brain of Hashos. The implications of this halacha in regards to eating cake, the Mishnah Berurah points out, so this is a issue when it comes to eating cake. A person has a piece of cake, a small piece of cake. He says, well, you know, he checks his charge. He definitely ate a kezayis worth of cake. That's true, he ate a kezayis worth of cake, but he did not eat necessarily a kezayis worth of the wheat flour in that kezayis, because there's sugar and there's oil and there's spices and there's other ingredients which are in there. So how does that play out? So that the poskim say that the water and even some salt or something of that sort, which is necessary to make it into a dough, is bottled to the wheat and it becomes, as it were, absorbed into the wheat and counts towards the shear. But the other ingredients, it's very questionable whether they should count towards the shear. So theoretically, the person's bracha achrona should be brei nefashos, because he did not have a kezayis of dagon when he ate a kezayis worth of the cake. A person eats a larger piece, and he can estimate that within the size of the larger piece, maybe it was two or three kezayisim, based on the ratio of the recipe, he ate a kezayis worth of flour in his cake, so then the bracha would be alamechya. Mishnah Berurah says the minhag ha'olam is not to be makbid on this. The minhag ha'olam is to eat a kezayis of cake and assume that everything else becomes bottled to the cake, and therefore the bracha is going to be alamechya, even though he has not consumed a kezayis worth of dagon in the eating that kezayis of cake. And Mishnah Berurah brings, that's the minig. The Chayyotim later on will bring that as well, that is the minig. Ramosha and Achuba says he finds it very difficult to understand. It based on what we're seeing over here in this halacha, it does not seem to be correct. Therefore, preferably a person should try to avoid the situation and eat just eat a kezayis and then have a suffix with bracha achrona to make. But rather he should eat more than a kezayis, and therefore this way he can feel confident that he's able to say an alamichya because he had a kezayis worth of dagon. One place where this comes up is an interesting question. So how much do you have to eat? That really depends on the recipe. Some cakes, there's a large amount of flour and the other ingredients are not as significant. Some cakes, there's a large amount of sugar and oil and other and spices, and compared to the flour ratio. Let's say for argument's sake, a person says if he eats two kezayisim, he probably can be confident that he ate a kezayis worth of dog on, let's say, an alamichya. Again, the minhag ha'olam, Mishnah Berurah says it's not to be makbid on it, and that is actually the minhag ha'olam. But Ramosha suggests that a person should try and be careful not to be in that situation because of this concept in halacha. Rosh Hashanah morning, some people have a custom, or allow themselves to eat before Tkiyas Shofar. We pointed out that what you're allowed to eat before Tkiyas Shofar is a snack, not a meal. And a snack is defined in halacha less than a kebeah b'oed. Kebeah b'oed is already considered like a meal in regards to that halacha. It's more than just a snack. So, because in that amount, people in general could find a little bit, some element of svia. So, a kezayis b'oed, you cannot eat before it's tkiyas shofar. And that applies not only to bread, but even to mezonos. So, a person sits down with his, says, you know, I'm going to be careful to eat less than a kebeah. Kebeah b'oed. A kebeah b'oed, more than a kebeah. You're not supposed to eat more than a kebeah. So, he says, I'll be careful to eat less than a kebeah. But enough of a kezayis to say an alamichya. Well, maybe that kezayis that he ate, it's not so clear you should say an alamichya. So again, the minhag ha'olam is to do so. But some people want to eat more. You have to be careful when you want to be more, eat more. There are certain scenarios where that's not a good idea because you're making kiddush before you have fulfilled the mitzvah. You're not allowed to eat a kebeah v'oid of the mezonos food in that situation. Have a good day. Bez Hashem, we will finish off the last part of this siman in the following shir and then move on. Have a good day.